to say good day to you this day of your time. How are you all? All right, we thank you, first and foremost, for the opportunity to interact with each and every one of you individually and all of you together collectively. For each and every time you allow these interactions to take place in this manner, you are allowing there to be created and co-created between us a link, a bridge, a connection between our world, your world, and the co-creation of a new third reality in which we can both interact more readily. We thus then are also allowed to experience through each and every one of you willing to interact with us the gift that you are giving us of allowing us to experience that many more facets of the multidimensional crystal of creation. So we thank you for that gift. We would like to begin this transmission in the following way. We would like to underscore many of the things that we recognize have been said this day by many of the speakers that have been interacting with you. Many of the things that have been discussed are in very many ways aligned with many of the things we have shared with you over many, many of your human years. The idea of the rotational forces is paramount to our understanding of existence and the nature of the structure of physical reality, along with an underlying tetrahedral template structure. That, in conjunction with the rotational spiral forces, is how physical reality increases itself, expands itself, moves itself forward in these spiral formations. The idea that you have discussed about the idea of the multiplicity of various parallel Earth realities is also in keeping and in alignment with our understanding of the existence of creation, the nature of physical reality. And these kinds of things, this idea does not have to be taken on faith. You can understand this simply as pure physics. The idea is that there is a multitude of parallel physical realities, an infinite number of parallel reality Earths, each of which is representative of a different idea, a different expression of itself, some very similar to each other, some very different. The idea that it is up to you to decide what information is pertinent to you, the idea for you to have discernment about what is true for you, is also something we very strongly concur with, and the entire reason why we deliver information in the way that we are delivering it, to give you the opportunity to decide what is true for you, for that is the only real test of self-empowerment, is if you can make up your own mind and know that you have the free will to determine what kind of a reality you prefer and implement it and apply the information as you see fit. The idea thus then of all these notions that have been shared with you this day are things that we have been speaking of now for quite some time to the people of your planet and will continue to do so in this way until such time as it is determined that you have said you are collectively ready to interact in different ways, to raise your vibrations up in different ways so as to create a new reality in which many of the things you say you prefer can actually come to pass, can actually manifest physically, can actually come to light, and that you can experience these things that you desire to experience on a day-to-day basis in physical reality, even though it will not be exactly the same physical reality you are experiencing now because of its vibrational difference. As has been often said, you are shifting your frequencies from one reality level to another, and this is so. But you are always shifting. You are shifting now. It is a natural thing that you do. You don't have to wait to shift. You've been shifting. You've been shifting all your lives. This is the way motion is created. This is what happens when you create the illusion of movement. The only way to create the illusion of movement is to actually shift from parallel reality to parallel reality that's slightly different than the reality you were in before. So you're shifting now, you're shifting now, you're shifting now, you're shifting now, you're shifting now. Through constant, constant, constantly shifting parallel realities. The idea is that you don't notice this so much because each new reality you shift to is very similar to the one you were existing in before. The idea of noticing the change is to create there to be a bigger difference between the parallel reality you shift to and the one that you were in before. That's when you know you're shifting. That's when you reveal to yourselves that you're always constantly shifting and that learning to shift is not something you have to do. You do it automatically. You do it by your own second nature. It is natural to you to shift. This is the nature of how reality works. This is the nature of how change exists. So the question is not, can you shift? The question is, what will you shift to? And how different will you allow the shift to be based on your definitions and your belief systems of what you believe is possible for you? And this is why it is of paramount importance, as has been said this day, for you to really focus on the idea of the frequency, the vibrational frequency, the state of being that you prefer your reality to be, and thus then understand, based on what we have just said about shifting to parallel Earth realities, that when you change the vibration of your being, it's not that you change the world. It's that you take yourself, you shift yourself to a parallel Earth already existing on the vibratory level you have created within yourself. So it's not about having to force anyone else to change. It's only about you changing and taking yourself to whatever reality, whatever parallel Earth is representative of the vibrational frequency you have created within your own state of being. And thus then find yourself surrounded by other beings who already populate that world, but are already more representative of the vibrational frequency you have created yourself to shift to. Is this making some sense to you?
Yes.
All right. The idea here, again, is that this is simple physics. As many of your scientists are beginning to realize, everything exists all at once, all now, in a sense, all here. But you create the illusion of separation by creating differences in vibrational frequency. As each and every one of you goes to your homes this day of your time, after these interactions, many of you may sit down on one of your couches, you may pick up one of your remotes, you may turn on one of your television sets, and your TV set technology is a perfect analogy of what we are talking about. The idea is that you know that at any given moment, there are any number of dozens of television programs that are available to you at that moment that all coexist simultaneously, but you will only get the program that you tune your channel to. This is exactly how physical reality is holographically structured. Whatever vibrational realm you exist on, whatever state of vibrational being you choose to be, is the reality you get. What you put out is what you get back. Simple physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Simple physics. That's all this is. It's about creating the appropriate state that you prefer in your own being and allowing reality, in a sense, to reflect back to you the shift you have made in yourself. But you must understand that the opposite is also true. You cannot perceive what you are not the vibration of. If you tune your television set, to use this analogy further, to what you call your channel 2, you will not receive the program on channel 4. You have to tune your set to channel 4 to get that program. Likewise, based on the reality you say you prefer, if you do not allow yourself in your definitions, in your emotions, in your thoughts and actions and behaviors in life, to exemplify the vibratory reality that you say you prefer to live in, then you will not be actually capable of perceiving any opportunities that could actually allow you to synchronistically get yourself, shift yourself to that reality. Remember, what you are not the vibration of remains invisible to you. Many times individuals wonder, why can't I do this? Why can't I get there? Why doesn't this happen? It may simply be an issue of that they are on a frequency, operating in a frequency domain that creates certain opportunities to remain invisible to them, unknowable to them, unimaginable to them. They will never even conceive of those ideas, nor recognize them, even if they were right in front of their face, because they're not operating on that level. You have to be in the state to see the opportunities and the doorways that actually lead to that reality. This is, again, simple physics. It is a very, very, very simple concept, a very fundamental concept, but we understand that many people on your planet seem to have a lot of difficulty in relating to this idea and creating the kind of changes within themselves that they say they want to make. This all simply comes down to the notion of definitions, how you define your reality, belief systems, basically, is what we are talking about. Because you do not have, you cannot have an actual experiential reality except as is based upon the strongest thing you believe it can be. The strongest way you define your relationship to it and to yourself. All experiences in life are based upon, in your physical reality, in your physical dimension, all experiences are based upon the strongest definition you have bought into about that reality. There have been many, many discussions about the different kinds of realities that your probable futures may hold. And I say this, as has been said, they are simply probable futures. Nothing is set in stone, nothing is chiseled in steel. You have the wherewithal to understand that these are simply a function of the probabilities, that there is no the future. There are many, many, many possible futures. The idea, as we have just explained it, is whatever vibratory realm you exist in, whatever state of being you decide is true for you, will be, generally speaking, the future, so to speak, you will experience. And even if there are other people who think completely oppositely, who believe completely opposite of you, they will have their reality experience as well. The idea, again, is that you don't have to change your world. You simply need to shift to a world that's already representative of the change you wish to experience and allow those that wish to remain in the vibrational world that they have been in to remain there, because that Earth will exist as well, and does exist right now. All these parallel realities exist right now at the same time, just like the television programs. So, to further stretch the analogy, what this all comes down to, by using the analogy of your TV program, is to understand it all comes down to transformational vibration, TV. All right? That's what you're dealing with, transformational vibrations, TV. You decide what TV show you're going to experience, but you have to tune to that channel or you will not be capable of seeing that particular TV show you say you desire to see. Does this make sense?
Yes.
All right. Simple physics. That's all this is. Nothing has to be complicated about this unless, of course, you prefer it to be difficult and complicated, because I will never take that away from you if that's what you want to do. It is up to you to experience the idea of difficulty if you wish to, because that's a valid choice within creation. The idea, however, is you can understand that you don't have to invalidate difficulty as a choice in order to prefer the idea of smooth and easy transitions. Now, we are not saying you will not have challenges, but we are talking about the idea that those challenges can always be met from a positive and constructive vibrational state, and if they are met from that state, then any circumstance and any situation that occurs in your physical reality will always only result, ultimately, in a positive and constructive effect in your life. Regardless, here's the important point, regardless of anyone else's intention toward you. That's the important point. You cannot be affected in your reality without your permission, without your agreement. So the idea is to get in touch with what you believe is true, what you define as possible, so that you will understand what it is you can and thus don't have to agree to experience in your chosen reality, because it's all by agreement, it's all by permission. No situation, as we have said many times, no situation actually causes anything. It is your definition of your relationship to that situation that allows you to experience what you experience. No situation itself causes pain, strife, or struggle. All circumstances and situations are fundamentally neutral, devoid of any built-in meaning. This is why we have often said, although we understand that this sounds strange in your language, allow us to further explain, the greatest gift you have all been given is that life is meaningless. You have no built-in meaning to anything. That means you have the free will to determine what it will mean to you. And by determining what circumstances mean, what the situations in your life mean, what life means to you, that's what determines what you get out of it, what effect it has experientially upon you. Again, simple physics. What you put out is what you get back. But what's there is an illusion, is a reflection in a sense, and doesn't really contain any substance until you empower it with your own energy, to create an effect in your life. So regardless of anyone's intention toward you, if you allow yourself to maintain the vibration of your preference and relate to every circumstance that happens in your life, no matter how it looks, no matter what it is, relate to it knowing that the only thing it can do in your life is serve you in a positive way, then you, regardless of anyone's intention toward you, will ultimately only experience a positive effect and a positive outcome in your life. But you have to know that that's true. You have to behave as if that's true. You have to absolutely have a concrete definition that that is what is true for you. Now, again, this idea of shifting, this idea of vibration, again, all comes down to your definitions, your relationship to things. Many of you attempt to change the things in your lives by changing the outward ideas. And again, this is an illusion. It's what you humans call the cart before the horse. The idea, again by analogy, is that physical reality is very much like one of your glass mirrors. If you look in a glass mirror and you see your reflection, if the expression on your reflection's face is frowning, you don't go over to the mirror and try to make the reflection smile. You know that the only way to get the reflection to smile is to decide to smile first. But when you do, the reflection has no choice but to smile back. Now, we understand that physical reality has a kind of density to it, may have a little bit of a space-time lag to it, so that things don't always necessarily instantaneously change to the reflection of the change within you. But that's wherein you give yourself the greatest opportunity to absolutely stand firm on the idea of the change that you decide you have made. Because very often you will test yourselves in the following way. You may say, well, I have changed, but I am not seeing a change in my outer reality. Therefore, something must be wrong. That's the test. The test is not whether the outside reality has changed to reflect the change you say you've made. The test is whether you respond to the outside reality differently than you did before, even if it still looks the same. That's what tells you you've changed. It's the response that tells you you've changed. Because when you thus then respond to everything from a positive and constructive point of view, then you give your reality the assurance, you give the reflection the assurance that you have changed. And you're not just giving it, as you say, lip service. Because when you base the idea of what happens in your outer reality to determine whether or not you have changed, you're giving your power away to the illusion. Instead of simply knowing that you have changed and behaving like you know it. It's that simple. It has nothing to do with how the outer reality looks. It has to do with how you relate to it, how you respond to it. That's what determines that you have changed. And then, when you hold fast to that assurance, then you can allow your physical reality within the space-time construct to take whatever time it needs to change and reflect back to you the certainty of the change you now know you have made within yourself by the way you now relate to everything in your life differently than you did before. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah.
All right. Now, this idea of your demarcation time frame, your 2012 time frame, can represent many things and does represent many things within your collective consciousness. And has again been said, the idea is that all these realities, all these potential outcomes are all true. But you decide which one you're going to experience by your vibratory state. That's why state of being is so crucial. The idea thus then, however, to put a different spin, a different idea, an additional idea into your 2012 demarcation time frame is that it is like a threshold, a crossing, and from our perspective, it is like the tipping of a scale. Before that time, the collective energy of your planet has been generally negative. But after that time, you will have finally tipped the scales and the collective energy of your planet will finally slightly be majority-wise positive. So it represents a tipping of the scale, where a sufficient number of individuals are creating the same frequency of the kind of vibrational earth they prefer, so that you can experience a shift to that earth, where from that point forward, the energy being more positive than negative, it can snowball, it can accelerate, it can expand, and continue to move in that direction, in that kind of energy. Your demarcation line of 2012 is also something relevant to us. And in that context, you have, many of you realize, that for quite some time, there has been, in a sense, a kind of hands-off policy, a kind of quarantine policy of the Earth in terms of any kind of real open direct interaction between ET species and your own. After that time frame, that quarantine will be done. Now, that does not mean that spaceships will be landing everywhere the next day. What it does mean is this. It will no longer be us holding back from open contact. It will be determined solely by whether you are collectively ready for open contact from that point forward. So we pass the ball to you. It's totally in your court, as you say, after 2012, as to when open contact will occur between yourselves and other species such as our civilization. We will no longer be held back by our own philosophies, by our own laws, so to speak. It will be totally in your hands. We will still take that guidance from you as to whether or not you are collectively ready. Now, as we read your collective energy now, and remember, there's no such thing as a prediction of the future. There is only a sensing of the energy that exists at the time the prediction is made. All predictions are of the present, not the future. So when some psychic tells you something about the future, what they're actually doing is sensing the most likely probable energy that exists at the moment they're making the prediction. And if that energy doesn't change, then it has a high degree of probability of manifesting physically. But if it does change, then it'll go down another path. And the prediction, in a sense, by having been made and adding new energy, by making you aware of where the energy is going, can actually act as rendering itself obsolete. So it doesn't mean that the psychic was wrong if it doesn't come to pass. It means you changed the energy that was sensed at the time the prediction was made. However, in this context of open contact, because this is, from our perspective, these kinds of communications are the beginning of contact with your civilization, at least between your civilization and ours. So the idea of open contact, as we read your collective energy now, today, seems to be that the highest degree of probability is that it will occur sometime between your year of 2025 and 2033. Up to that point, there will be many other things happening that will lead up to it. But that's as we read the energy now. Now, you can accelerate that a little bit. You can even delay that a little bit. It's up to you. But in all likelihood, that open contact has a high degree of probability, because if it didn't, it is unlikely we would be talking to you right now. We would be talking to some other Earth where the probability was that high. But we're talking to you. So in a sense, you can use us as a barometer as well for how you're doing. The idea that you know these things are going on, that you know it's all about transforming your energy, the idea that you know you're expanding your consciousness and your spirituality is a barometer that you are, bit by bit, at whatever pace you're comfortable with, bit by bit, shifting yourself every moment to a reality that is more and more, every day, in every way, representative of the reality you prefer. It's all in your hands. It's totally in your control. Always has been, is now, always will be. You are that powerful. And let us address another issue that many humans discuss with us. The idea of Earth being some sort of backward planet. Two words. Nonsense. Understand that even though we understand that there are many difficult things that occur on your planet and many limitations exist, and that many times you often think of yourselves when you compare yourselves to other civilizations in the cosmos as some kind of backward kindergartners, nothing could be further from the truth. a great degree of power, a great degree of courage to incarnate on a planet with that kind of limitation. We view you as a master class. Start viewing yourselves that way, and you will be astonished at what you can accomplish. You are a master graduating soul class that has found the way to transform great darkness and great limitation into great light. We call this the rubber band analogy. You all know the little thing on your planet that you call the rubber band. You know that when you pick up a rubber band and you want to shoot it in a particular direction, you must pull it back. The farther you pull it back, the farther it will fly in the opposite direction. This is the analogy of limitation and darkness. By allowing yourselves, by agreeing, by choosing to experience this degree of limitation for so many thousands of years, by exploring the idea of transforming that degree of darkness and that degree of limitation, you are pulling the rubber band that far back into darkness, that far back into limitation. So the farther back you go, when you finally let go, that much farther and that much faster will the rubber band fly into the light. That's what you're doing. That's your mechanism. You're building yourself up all this momentum to transform all that energy in, relatively speaking, a sudden short burst of enlightenment, historically speaking, to fly yourself, to fling yourself, to hurl yourself forward in the reality that you prefer, in the vibrational state that you prefer. So, in that context, you're doing just fine. Allow yourselves to know that you are that empowered. Live your lives knowing that, and that will make all the difference in your world. We thank you for allowing us to transmit these ideas to you in this way. And in exchange for the gift you are giving us, we ask you now, in what way may we be of further service to you? You may begin with your dialogues, interactions, and questions, if you wish. Oh, all right. Sirius the Dog Star speaks up. And to you, good day.
Thank you for being here, much love.
And our unconditional love to you. Speak up so that all may hear what you have to share.
Raise the mic up a little.
Oh, all right. We will allow you to adjust your technology.
Lift up, take the mic out if he wants to hold it.
Ready?
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind giving us 3 tips on my daughter child.
Their technology has not yet been adjusted. All right, you may proceed.
Like it.
Oh, all right, you may hold on.
Somebody on the technical.
Okay, take 2, action.
All right, good day.
I was wondering if you wouldn't mind giving us at least 3 tips how to become a better channeler. Thank you.
3 tips. It depends on what kind of channeling you are talking about, of course, but the idea is that you are all channels. Remember, channeling is simply a state where you allow more of yourself to come through in a very creative way without the idea of overcomplication, overanalysis. An actor who becomes the character is channeling. A singer who becomes lost in the song is channeling. Anytime you do what you love to do without the recognition of the passage of time, you are in a channeling state. The idea, of course, is that channeling in the manner in which you are seeing it now through this channel can also be done to connect to other levels of your own consciousness, other consciousnesses within creation. Generally speaking, it shares a lot of things in common with what you call electronic circuitry. The idea being that you are creating a certain resonance, a certain frequency, by being yourself as much as you can, by being in your joy as much as you can, by acting on your excitement, that resonance vibrates through you and makes you a more receptive antenna to higher frequency domains, whereupon then you can access information from those domains, be it direct access on your own, or simply through the devices of other beings that may inhabit those dimensions or domains of experience. But fundamentally, pragmatically, practically, physically speaking, one of the strongest things that can be done if you are going to be automatic writing or vocal channeling or anything of that nature where you are using a device or delivering information in that way is to actually have individuals asking the questions. For if you're just sitting on your own, wondering about information, you can receive it instantly, telepathically, but your physical mind may wonder whether or not it's really just you or something else, not that it matters. But the point is when someone else asks the question, in a sense they are acting as a ground, as a circuit, completion of a circuit, and they are pulling the information through you. So you don't have to think about what's happening, they just reach through you with the question and pull the information from wherever it needs to come from. You understand?
Yes.
Does this help you?
Yes.